Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on
what's going on in the world. Hello. Welcome to another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day discussion program. Here to discuss the issues of the day, the people that folks are talking about, what's on your mind, are the minds of Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. Minds second to none. Along with Rich McFadden, Seth Controls in our studio in Washington. One of the things that's become apparent to many people in our country is how insecure things are at Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard facilities. You would think that when men and women who are in the uniform of the United States military were on the base, they'd be able to carry weapons. That is not the case. So, as a result of certain things that have happened recently at a certain, whether it be a military facility or recruiting office, whatever it is, I've noticed that there are a number of local groups here and there organizing and paying for armed guards to protect military at installations, most notably, at least at the moment, at recruiting offices. We are on a station in Missoula, Missouri. And I thought it was interesting to look to this as a circumstance. But, I mean, you see it happening in Seattle. It's happened in other places in the upper Midwest. The idea that soldiers are, I mean, we had, what, four Marines and one Navy person shot to death in Chattanooga week before last. So that's brought around a revival of what to do, especially in the gun-free zone. So these people, hey, it is interesting that folks would think this way. I don't. Please stop me from using folks. I sound like Obama. Will you, Jennifer, remind me?
Yeah, I will.
Anyway, so because it sounds so
condescending.
Yeah, it is.
Right. Let me tell you, folks.
Okay. So anyway, it's like a Limbaugh.
But you don't mean it.
Let me tell you people something. It's
yeah, you people. That's
condescending
worse than
stuff.
Folks.
Yeah, right.
Way worse than folks.
Anyway, so the point of this conversation here is that a lot of people who believe that we need to support the men and women who are in service to us better than they're being supported. I mean, you can find any number of examples of that. Hello, can you say VA? These groups have put together the resources to establish a couple of armed guards to protect the military at places like recruiting offices. What do we think about that? Do we think this is a good idea? I happen to think what bothers me more than anything else is that we have the need to do it. The fact that these people aren't protected and can't protect themselves because of some stupid law that seems to have been ineffectively and inerrantly passed. Why aren't military, never mind recruiters, but people that are on the service, that are on the base, in the service, why can't they wear their firearm? I don't understand.
I know.
Do we know the answer to that? You know?
Well, I do know that under the, in back in the 90s, and this was George Bush, the daddy.
Father, yeah.
He had enacted this law saying that when there are no war times in the country, that people shouldn't be able to wear weaponry. Now, what the issue is that President Obama isn't recognizing that we are at war, so that's why this law is still the way it is. And you could take it a bunch of different ways. I'm trying to be sensitive here, but yeah. I mean, it is my perspective that we are at war because we have some people that have declared jihad on Western culture and on Americans. And so, to me, that means we are at war with a group of extremists, and it would probably behoove us to have our military personnel, if they are targets, which we know that they are. Al-Qaeda and ISIS both said that military bases, soft targets, those are the way, and this is what people are going after, even the the families of military personnel. So if you're dressing up military personnel in uniform, you have to arm them. I mean, it's the responsible thing to do. Give them a fighting chance if someone tries to attack them.
Now, let me tell you something. Looking at these pictures of these guys, and hey, God love these guys who want to protect the military and stand guard out there on their own time. But I'm not sure that if I were 18 years old and looking to get into the military, I wouldn't feel a little bit scared to walk through these guys into the recruiting center.
And what doesn't make any sense at all is that these are the people that are most highly trained to operate weapons in our country. They are more trained than local law enforcement. I mean, military, this is like our top of the top, right? These are the people that are really supposed to protect us. Why wouldn't they be trusted with guns?
Right? Yeah, it makes sense, right?
I just did a quick search to find the story. You know, when Doug started talking about it, I go, okay, I'm going to go find the facts here. And the first link that comes up, Doug?
Yeah.
The Daily Mail.
Really? So it's not an American story. It's a story that's published in England. Yeah.
So you wonder what the Europeans, the Brits, reading this story are thinking. I can tell
they
you.
They have much less visible gun lobby and gun availability in England and all over Europe than we do here.
Well, and also, if you don't live here, if you're outside the borders of the U.S. and you read a story, all of a sudden, like if you hear an earthquake takes place in San Francisco, you're calling your friends in New York to see if they're okay.
Yeah. You okay, Roberta?
So they see the story.
I'm fine,
like
dog.
This,
thank you.
And all of a sudden, they think that on every street corner there's some, you know, armed citizen trying to protect against jihad.
Yeah, right. So that yeah, and it's not the case. It'd be only a few of these.
Right.
But I just think I find it of interest that we have taken it this far. Maybe that's kind of where I am on it. 888-302-3684, comments, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Rich or Jennifer or Ken or Roberta. I'm not finished yet.
You always forget
or
about
Doug.
Me.
No, I don't forget about you at
do.
All. Call her unforgettable. This is the beginning of the get ready for school season.
No.
Back to school and what it means and ideas about new ways of conducting ourselves in school this year. Thoughts along those lines coming up 13 after the hour on Good Day.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes. Pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, back to school bells are ringing. There are a lot of things I'm betting that Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, is going to be adding to the Queen of Cheap lists as we get closer to the beginning of school. Two-thirds of parents, Roberta, say they are going to spend more on back-to-school shopping this year than they did last year, the highest percentage since the data was tracked in 2012. So 2013, 2014, each year it's gone up. One wonders where the money comes from and why.
Yeah, and why are you spending that much money?
Yeah.
Because exactly. You can go to Staples right now and you can get, you know, penny items or 5, 10, 25 cent items that are all good for back to school. Mm-hmm. You can go to thrift stores and pick up sometimes almost new back to school clothing because, you know, kids grow out of stuff
so fast. Yeah.
So, you know, you go to the thrift stores and bingo, that's where it is. You know, you find them there. And now places like, you know, Gap, Old Navy are having incredible back to school sales. So there's no reason to spend a lot of money at all.
Any of you ever heard of a classroom management method called the no-nonsense nurturer?
No.
Never heard of it. Okay. This is something being used at a school in Massachusetts, but there are other places around the country where it's being used. Most of the people using it are English language arts teachers, and most of the reason they're using it, they've created this on their own. I remember talking, not about this woman, but somebody else who did something that was clever and pretty much up the same alley. Teachers who were working on lesson plans for other teachers in the same grade. A woman who was a teacher, and I believe she was in New Hampshire, but maybe Massachusetts, making $2 or $3 million a year now on providing dozens, if not hundreds, of teachers with plans, day-to-day plans, that used to be provided by the school systems, but now they are not because of the cutbacks and budgets. So
lady... Oh, you need lesson plans, right?
Yeah, what'd I say?
Oh, no, you were saying plans. I was just
agreeing. Yeah, lesson plans. Yeah. So here comes Amy Berard, B-E-R-A-R-D, Richie. I know you'll want to look up her story. She was among a lot of teachers who were let go at the end of the school year. So she decided she'd create a business of her own. Because she says that most of the classroom training programs are garbage. The teachers are being turned into robots. And so she has the Center for Transformative Teacher Training. Let me get that right again. The Center for Transformative Teacher Training. And in this, she is working with teachers who are either in the system, who want to go into the system, or who want to start efforts on their own. And the reason that I was attracted to this is because my daughter and four of her friends started a tutoring company in Los Angeles a couple of years ago. I think it was about 4 years ago now.
Yeah, it's such big business. People pay $100 an hour for tutoring.
Because we're not getting the job done in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. I don't know. But I think Megan gets $85 an hour or something like that.
Yeah, especially if you are trying to help kids get AP testing or write college essays.
I'll give you a prime example. Victoria was taking physics in high school.
Your youngest daughter, yeah?
The youngest one, and the teacher was just, it was incomprehensible.
Yeah.
I mean, I sat in a class, and I'm going, what is he saying?
Uh-huh.
I did some tutoring with her. She went from failing to an A student.
Yeah. But see, this is
right
where it's going. Instead of, but what this lady says is our teachers are becoming like robots because they have to file forms and do all this paperwork and stuff, and there's no teaching going on.
Yeah.
Or not the, so everybody's being taught to test, and that's it. So maybe there's a whole new industry beginning here. Let's hope. 21 after and good day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
To review for your listening and dancing pleasure, the top five songs from this week in 2006, starting with Lifehouse and You and Me. This sounds like somebody whose name now I can't remember. Who's the lead singer of Lifehouse?
I don't remember, but this band sounded a lot like every other band.
Right,
that
yeah. A Rob Thomas Matchbook.
Right.
Whatever.
Matchbox.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, number five, not too memorable, but if you like it, there it is for You and Me. I like the next one, Kelly Clarkson's number four. First winner of American Idol, right? Wasn't she, maybe in some people's eyes, the most successful of all those who
pretty
made
close.
It through?
She and Carrie Underwood
yeah.
very successful. Now, do you know who remade this song with
no.
her, by the way?
No.
Reba McEntire.
Really?
Became,
which is her mother-in-law.
Yeah, they became really good friends, and I think that's how she met her guy. It was
oh, really?
Reba.
Reba's son is married to Kelly Clarkson, is that what you're saying?
Stepson.
Okay, very cool. That's the number four song this week in 2006.
Also Blake Shelton's manager.
Really?
Black stuff.
Blake Shelton is getting along okay with Miranda now?
Yes, they're okay now.
All right, that's good. I was worried about that for a while. Number three this week in 2006, James Blunt.
You're beautiful.
I like this song as well.
Huge.
You're
yeah.
beautiful.
Nice song.
You're beautiful. It's true.
It is true. You are beautiful.
I saw your
nice to get that message across. This one I don't remember. You're going to have to help me with
you'll
Natasha
yep.
Bedingfield. And
oh,
that's
okay.
Written. I'll tell you what I do remember.
You have to rely on you for that one.
Number one song from this week in 2006 is a very interesting theme. Daniel Powder.
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of the American Idol theme song for a while.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Why?
Whenever anybody was basically kicked off the show, this was the song that they would play.
Oh, when they left. Okay, yeah. No,
it's such a boring song.
Yeah. You think so?
I don't want to sing about having a bad day. I had a bad day.
But there's a new radio program hosted by Don Imus called Bad Day. Did you know
it's called
that?
Don Imus' Bad Day.
That's every day.
Don Imus is drunk today.
Right, speaking of having a bad day, Kanye West had a microphone not work too well at his most recent appearance. You want to try to make this work, Richie?
Well, apparently he was performing at the Pan Am Games in Canada.
Right.
And so here he is. The formal ceremony in Toronto last night, and he's doing the show, everything's going good, and he performed some of his hits such as Stronger, Power, Black Skinhead, Can't Tell Me Nothing, and Gold Digger.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden his mic died.
Yeah.
I call that lucky for the fans. But he got a little bit upset. He chucked the microphone about 50 feet in the air and slammed down on the stage, and he walked off the stage.
Another mature round.
Did he ever come back?
He never came back.
Right, so, meanwhile, his wife, Kim Kardashian, had some wonderfully intelligent things to say about Sandra Bland.
Yeah, she heard about the Sandra Bland story, which is surprising in itself.
Right, she knows what's going on in the news.
Besides selfies, she went to Twitter, and she did a little bit of troublemaking. She did hashtag, what happened to Sandra Bland? We need answers. This is not okay. This is all shady. They need to own up to this and tell the truth. So, then she went on to do hashtag massive cover up, hashtag what happened to Sandra Bland. This caused a big storm on Twitter, mostly because it's been said that this was suicide. I mean, there's really nothing that's right about what she tweeted. And so she got a lot of hate, but she also got a lot of people who started that hashtag and got that topic trending. What happened to Sandra Bland?
Yeah, you're not going to convince everybody that there just something didn't happen.
No.
So there's going to be that crowd.
Yep. All right, so there it is, a wrap on information and conversation for this half hour, 28 past on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there's on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Program.
There it is, the Jennifer Horn version of the Doug.
Folks, if you wonder what Doug does during the breaks, this is what he does. You hear that? He vacuums.
Jen and Roberta and I are sitting here having a conversation, and all of a sudden, here's Doug's
like,
vacuum cleaner in the background.
Well, get things cleaned up here.
Most radio stations, you would think, doing the commercials, are like reading stories,
serious
doing
prep.
Yeah, what we're going to do next.
Right?
Yeah,
no.
Vacuums.
This is what Doug does.
33 after the hour, now 34 past the hour. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli with me here on the Good Day program. Richard Penn at the controls in our studio.
What is he doing right now?
I don't know, whatever it is.
He's not vacuuming.
He's driving somebody vacuum.
If you hear sound around Imus, it means that they're just replaying.
I will guarantee you that he's not vacuuming.
Hi. If you are a small business owner looking to get a little help from some of their 7A small business loans for like new equipment, I have a small business loan, expanding your business, that sort of thing, you'll be happy to know.
Big business.
I'm a big business person. The Small Business Administration has reached its ceiling. Now, this is the end of July. We have one more week in the month of July. And then there's August and September because the fiscal year doesn't start until October 1st. So due to the genius, this is a wonderful program, by the way, one of the few good programs the government has that's administered fairly well. There's a little too much government interference with the banks that do the loans, but they guarantee to help small business people, and it works very well. Interest rates are compatible. I've had my SBA loan for about 3-4 years, I think. Used it to buy some new equipment, that sort of thing that we needed on the program. And they each year set aside around $20 billion. But with the sequester cuts, it's down to about $19 billion, and they've loaned it all out. So here are, I guess I'm just wondering, maybe I'm just telling you a story and you think what you will about it, but here's another, it is a good government program. You don't hear me say that very often. It does help small businesses, and I'm in the business to, in part, help push people along to be entrepreneurs, to be inventors, to do things. We have a lot of time and focus on this program aimed at small business people, because I'm one myself. Roberta is. Richie's not, but he works. Your company is a small business. There's no question about that. Jennifer's dad, and
less
she runs a small business.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have this same sort of focus and interest in small businesses. I just find it disturbing, maybe just of note, it's of value. Those of you who may be trying to apply for a loan that you need before 1st of October, you won't get it because the money's all gone. It's all spoken for, unless Congress raises the ceiling. But if they do that, they have to borrow the money, and they will borrow it at an interest rate that is higher than what you will pay to borrow the money from the federal government. So not a particularly good deal. And
they're trying to increase the cap to 23.5 billion.
Yes, they are, right. But whether they do, this would be the first time that's been done, Richie. It is, I would think, frankly, it would be a very worthwhile thing for them to do.
David Vitter in the Senate, and Nadia Velasquez in the House are trying to get them raised up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Say hi to Marty. Trace is one of our friends on Facebook. Marty, nice to have you along. The amount of space junk that we have, the number of items that are in the atmosphere, this is something that really we have not gotten a handle on. You remember the movie with Sandra Bullock and what's his face, your boyfriend, Jennifer?
George Clooney.
Okay.
Oh.
So they're in this movie.
That's Jennifer's boyfriend?
And it's,
yes.
Yeah,
do the mall know?
A mall and the night visitors? Where is the wife? Oh, you're talking about the wife. That may not.
A mall and
the
night visitors. How does your brain think?
Be happy it still thinks one way or another. Okay, so the story at DougStephan.com about this chunk of space debris traveling 8 miles per second and what it did to the crew members of the ISS having to seek emergency shelter. I tell you the story because this happened a week or so ago, and there's another piece of junk that is floating around. And the video, if you haven't seen the video of this, it's amazing. There's so much discussion about NASA. There are some people that do anything to take a shot at NASA and try to bring them down. For whatever the reason, I don't know. ISIS, there I am again. I call me in. When I talked about something similar this last week, the International Space Station is known as ISS, and it comes out as ISIS sometimes, depending on who you're talking to. The only reason that I bring this up is because it is very interesting to see how penetrating this. Now these guys on the space station, there's three new crew members went up last week. They are in awe of what they can see. They don't just see the Earth from their position in the space station, which is 248 or 49 miles above the Earth. What they see is all the stuff that's around them, that as long as, you know, pretty much everything is going about 17.9 to 18,000 miles an hour around. So it goes around the Earth about every hour and a half. But let's say something has slowed down. It was in an orbit. For example, the satellites that carry this program, the signal that goes up to the satellites that brings the audio down to the radio station is about 20,000 miles above all of this. This is way, way out there. So when they fall apart, they come down in pieces. And there have been plenty of them. How many times have we changed satellite delivery systems, Richie,
twice.
Over the years? Hasn't it been more than one? Go back
years.
Earlier?
No.
The earlier...
We were on StarGuide.
Yeah.
And then now we're on XDS. I can't remember the one that was in between.
Yeah, but there are a couple. There have been a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they all are subject to losing their energy and slowing down. Because even at 20,000 miles, there's some gravitational pull. Not
when
a lot.
We were on StarGuide, we had to switch to another one because it was dying.
Yeah, yeah, dying, and then comes down. So these guys in the Space Center are seeing this debris, and every once in a while they get whacked by it, and the space station is strong enough to withstand it. But, you know, just think about how disconcerting must it be. It's different if your car gets hit by some debris from the road. Okay, we can pull over there's a problem and get out. How do you deal with that?
Can't change a tire in space.
You ready for the numbers?
Yes, Richie.
All right. The latest numbers show that there are 20,000 objects in the Earth's atmosphere in space,
yeah,
larger than 10 centimeters, 4 inches, being tracked. Mm-hmm. An estimated 500,000 objects larger than 1 centimeter, 0.4 inches. Over 100 million objects of space debris smaller than 0.4 inches. There are 1,000 active satellites in the sky right now.
Yep.
And one of the ideas to go clean up this space junk is a space harpoon, which would chase satellites.
It's a magnet.
Could harpoon the larger debris before dragging it down to Earth and burn up in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And do you know what some of this debris is?
Broken up satellites, right?
No, it's also frozen human waste.
Yeah, I knew that she was on there.
It's frozen.
All right, so here's, let me give you a visualization. Let me give you a visualization
sure,
so you understand
where
how
do you think
this
it
works.
Goes?
All right, will you hold on a minute? Here's what's going on. Jeez, about that.
Think about it. Hey, what's that floating by? Hey.
Penis, look at this.
It's a bird. It's a...
No,
super poop.
Then you're going for a spacewalk and getting blasted with that.
This is the end of the prayer. Yeah, exactly. I'm done.
I'm surprised we don't hear more about this from airplanes, because when you flush in an airplane, where does it go?
It goes out, right? No, it doesn't.
It goes into a tank.
It goes into a tank. Then you change it.
Why wouldn't they just flush it out?
Good, Rich. That'd be
just
wonderful.
Let it fall through the sky, so when you're walking, driving your car.
One of the crudest things.
That's
crudest.
Bird.
What bird
did that? I have a book by that name, by the way. In case you're wondering what's on your car windshield, it's actually a book called What Bird Did That? We keep it in our car.
There's a sad remembrance of what happened. Remember that Pan Am plane that went down over Lockerbie?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness,
And some of the pictures that you saw were awful because they were actually people in seats that crashed through roofs of houses and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what you didn't ever see and you never heard about was the tank that holds the waste in the belly of the plane from the latrines.
Yeah.
That also crashed into a farmyard, into a barnyard. And nobody ever really made a big thing out of it, but nobody's ever actually even wondered, until Richie just brought up, I don't think many people are too curious about what happens when they go to the bathroom on a plane. But it goes into a tank, and it gets, at each stop, the plane tank gets pumped out.
You right. Like you have a boat.
When you'll see two trucks next to the plane. One of them says potable water on it and non-potable water, and also then there's the truck that fuels the plane.
It says poopable water.
Right. Poopable water. And so they suck the stuff out of the... anyway, why did I say... Oh, because there's two things in the space station. Let me go back to that for a second. They have magnets, these things that Richie's talking about, that grab...
The space harpoons.
The space hardware. The harpoons are actually magnetized. But the things that Roberta is talking about, they have to have nets to catch that stuff, but they don't pay much attention to it because all that's organic material and it falls through the atmosphere, it burns up anyway. Mm-hmm. As do a lot of the pieces. They're not worried so much about it going through the atmosphere. They're worried about it hitting that which is operable, mostly the International Space Station and other items that are up there that are functional. They worry about some of this stuff whacking into it and knocking a hole in it. So that's what they have the magnet for, is to grab that stuff as much as they can and to reel it in. So that's how that works, in case you didn't realize it. And if you did, congratulations. Here's something else you may or may not have realized. If your hair
is going bye-bye. There's a way to get it back with Provia. P-R-O-B-I-A. Provia is a natural hair thinning treatment. First one of its kind, the best available on the market for a number of reasons. You don't want prescription medication to put in your scalp. You want to have something that's all natural to be compatible with what's growing on your head. And that would be hair, hopefully, skin, those sorts of things that are nice and unique to the human body. There are people who have problems losing their hair because they've used cheap shampoos and rinses and things that they use to manage their hair, spray all that stuff on there, that have over the years plugged up the pores on your scalp. Got to cleanse them out. That's what Provia does in part. Plus, it has a volumizer that makes your hair seem thicker. You know, you use those rinses, not the volumizers in rinses. Some rinses come with volumizers, right? Put them in, it makes your hair seem thicker.
Yeah, of course.
Isn't that how that works? Right.
It does.
Okay. No chemicals involved in this. All natural. Call 800-525-8319 and order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get the brand new Provia Super Concentrate. So two Provias for the price of one. Cleanse that scalp, get the hair to grow back again, manage it well, and use it because there's a volumizer that will keep the hair on your head looking thicker and fuller than it might otherwise look. 800-525-8319. Pretty compelling stuff. And don't forget to ask for the upgrade to priority shipping when you call as well. Order Provia, get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win. Hi, welcome to Staples. What can I help you find today?
Yeah, hi. I need a new printer. Mine's way too slow.
Perfect timing. This week we've got amazing deals on all regularly priced HP printers in the store. Up to 50% off.
Wow, you're a lifesaver.
That's not all. All HP ink is buy one and get the second half off this week.
Wow, must be my lucky day.
It's your lucky week, but only this week.
Make big savings happen. Make better printing happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers end 8/1/15. 50% discount excludes HP toner and limit 2 per customer. May not be combined with other offers. While supplies last, see store or staples.com for details.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrans Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrans.
It's 48 past the hour. Psychology lecturer at the University of Maryland, Richie.
Yes.
Loves messing with his students. And there are summer courses going. My daughter is teaching, and her husband both, are teaching summer courses at UCLA. So I was interested to see what this whole thing is all about. Dylan Selterman is the professor's name, giving his students a difficult extra credit question on their final exam. The question spread around the internet after one of the juniors at the school tweeted it. Select whether you want 2 points or 6 points added to your final paper grade. There's a small catch. If more than 10% of the class selects 6 points, then no one gets any points. Your responses will be anonymous to the rest of the class. Only I will see them. He told BuzzFeed, purpose of the question is to reinforce social psychology. And it forces the students to see firsthand the consequences of ignoring what is best for the group and acting in one's best interest. The class did not get any extra credit because more than 10% of the class selected the 6-point option. Do you understand the concept here?
Yeah.
You understand what he's done?
Yeah, that's
right?
Great.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with anything other than what whether you look at the herd mentality or not. Are you an individual? That's what he's encouraging. Or are you a herd thinker? And
it's true. Well, actually, he's encouraging the group.
Yes.
Because that's when the prize would have come with.
Right. But the people, what I'm saying is psychologically, we think of ourselves first. Right?
That's what happened here, yes.
Yeah, right.
Well, when you're in college, I mean, that's all you think of when you're that age.
Really?
Me, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought absolutely. That went out with babies when they were 4, 5, 6 years old.
Now, once you have kids, that's when you start going. Well, not even. Once you grow up. Once you reach 30.
Can both worlds exist together? Find out on another episode of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 53 past the hour, we are graced by the presence of one Greg Steffen. You probably are known by some as Gregory, correct?
No. My name is Greg.
Really, with two G's.
Yeah. Three G's, actually.
G-R-E-G-G.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Packed full of G's in every bite.
G. Yeah. Windows 10 launching on Wednesday of this week, so I guess it's difficult not to talk about this.
this over the course of the next couple of days, and how much grousing we do depends on how much experience Craig has had with this. So if you haven't seen the there's some new commercials for Windows 10. Kenny has seen them, and he'll describe them as well, and then we'll figure out whether we want to talk about this or go back to Apple. That's up next on Good Day.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale for deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, pre-finished, easy-to-install walnut red oak for $219, stunning Sancho-based solid hardwood for $299, hot new woodlook tile for an incredible $179, plus laminate and more from 49 cents, and 24-month special financing. The Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents each, all season long.
Offer valid in store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer. Ends 9/12/15.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more...
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Happy to have Greg Steffen from Men's Health Magazine. He's technology editor there, focused on Windows 10, at least for a bit, because Windows 10 on top of Windows 8 or whatever it was. I have 8, but I'm trying to get everybody that works with me to go back to 7 because it's a disgrace. Should I be just planning on 10? Or if I don't like 8, am I really not going to like 10?
Is the answer to that question yes? No, the answer to that question is not yes. So, I mean, the challenge here is it is likely that a lot of people who don't like 8 will go to 10. Mm-hmm. But it's also equally likely that a lot of people who don't like 8 will go back to 7.
That's what I'm doing.
And that is, frankly, a huge part of the conundrum for, mm-hmm. for Microsoft is they really need people to go to 10.
The economics or just because of their reputation?
Everything. The economics, for their reputation. I mean, they need it. They probably need that more than they've ever needed anything in the history of the company. The future of the company may depend on whether you and I go to Windows 10.
Wow.
Because if we go to Windows 10, they'll have a unified user base that enables them to move forward in a much, much more solid position than they're in today. They'll be much more like an Apple user base than a Microsoft Windows user base, which is hugely and horribly fragmented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's the rub I hear from my engineers here at the radio network on this, Greg, and tell me if you agree, that Windows will never work long term because the infrastructure that it is built upon is flawed. Therefore, anything you build on top of it is just going to be a mess. It's a 30-year-old infrastructure that it's built on.
So I spoke with an engineer about this over the weekend because I agree 100% through Windows 9, which never existed. And people are saying that they kind of started from the ground up on Windows 10. I don't know if that's true or not. If they didn't start from the ground up, then I think you're absolutely right. It's like taking a 30-year-old car, painting it, and thinking you have a new car. You don't. You have a 30-year-old car.
Chrysler building Ram pickup trucks and thinking people will like them. That's a little inside.
Kenny, you saw the ad?
I'm speechless.
Kenny, what about the ad for Windows 10?
Yeah, the commercials you see on TV show these toddlers, and the voiceover talks about how these are the children who will grow up with Windows 10. Like there's not going to be another one.
There may not be another one because Windows will become a service that you pay for every year. So it may be the last version you use, or maybe you'll never use it, and that's the problem.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.